Do you need a little help with your money management? Well, maybe you just need to look to the stars. Look to the stars for some guidance. If you believe in astrology, and I shouldn't minimize it, many people do, your sign might have something to do with how well you handle your money. Hannah Horvath is deputy managing editor of Easy Money, and she is here to tell us about money horoscopes and what we might be able to learn from them. For fun or for fact, I don't know. Hannah's in the East Village of Manhattan. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Good to chat with you.
Good to chat with you again, too. I know nothing about astrological signs other than the fact that I am a Leo and Leos are the best, which I think Leos always say, because that's probably in the sign. What was your mindset going into this story? Were you like fully in with both feet? Were you skeptical?
Yeah. So I was interested in it for a little bit. You know, I knew my sign for context. Everyone, I'm a Scorpio. Do with that information what you will. I would read my horoscope occasionally. And, you know, as a money journalist, I constantly want to think about how money connects to everything in our lives. So I wanted to kind of explore how your zodiac sign, how astrology, you know, intersects with money. And if, you know, your sign determines, you know, how you manage money.
There has been a tremendous increase in astrology over the last 12 months. I mean, there's been a tremendous increase in anything that doesn't require us to leave our house. So I think, you know, astrology, I guess it's not all that surprising. But to what do you attribute this increased interest in this area of study?
Yeah, it's definitely twofold. One, definitely people are spending more time at home. They're online more. They want to feel more connected to each other. So they're kind of downloading those apps. I'm sure you've heard about CoStar, apps like that, you know, trying to kind of make meaning of everything. And then, you know, the other probably reason is because people are probably feeling a little uncertain. These past 12 months have been nothing short of unexpected. So they're trying to kind of maybe create meaning in all this, try to find some solid ground. And astrology has kind of served that purpose for a lot of people, especially in lockdown.
Leos, here's what it says for me. Leos sometimes spend impulsively, but are known to also set bold, ambitious money goals and will stick with their plan until they accomplish it. I don't know. I'm actually don't think I really spend impulsively, but that's maybe because of what I do for a living. How would you characterize the insights that are connected to each of the astrological signs? How much wiggle room is there in those, I don't know, predictions or summaries?
Yeah. So this is my opinion. You know, astrology, according to some studies, isn't 100% based in science. I would definitely take anything you read about your horoscope, especially when it comes to money, with a grain of salt. But I think it can help you kind of understand your financial behavior, or at least get you thinking about money. You know, I really feel like the big obstacle for people when trying to, you know, figure out their finances is just their inability to address it. You know, they don't check their bank account. They don't talk about money. So I think, you know, in my book, if someone's reading about their horoscope, they're reading about how they approach their finances, and that gets them to start thinking more about money, that's all good in my book. Let me give you an example. Actually, I actually am a Scorpio, like I said, and they are known for impulsive spending as well. And, you know, that doesn't mean I'm necessarily doomed to make these kind of impulsive decisions for the rest of my life. But, you know, in writing this, it did kind of have me thinking, you know, what was the last impulse purchase I made? You know, how can I be better about avoiding these types of temptations in the future? So it kind of got those wheels, turning in my head, and, you know, had me maybe making better money decisions in the future.
So Taurus is another sign. My mom's a Taurus. It says that she struggles with budgeting. I don't know if that's true. She had five children. She didn't have much choice other than to budget the food accordingly, or we'd starve. How would you recommend people read these pronouncements? I mean, is there a risk here? Is there a downside?
Yeah, I definitely don't want people to read their horoscope and, you know, think of it as prescriptive. You know, for example, a Taurus, oh, I'm doomed to overspend for the rest of my life. There's no way for me to budget because I'm a Taurus. You know, I definitely don't think that's true, in my opinion. I think you should take everything you kind of read there with a grain of salt. But maybe this is an opportunity to think, you know, okay, you know, my sign says I'm an overspender. Well, how is my spending? You know, how is my budget? Is there places where I could maybe cut back a little bit? You know, am in quarantine, did I sign up for 100 subscription services and I maybe need to cut that down? That's all good in my book.
What did you learn about how the insights are gathered here? Like, was there some ancient script that these lessons are then just extrapolated from? I don't have any sense for the origins or really even the discipline in which these observations get made.
So I talked to a couple astrologers for this story, and to my understanding, they spend a lot of time, you know, just looking to the stars and, you know, looking to where the star patterns are, where the planets are aligned. And, you know, I think over the course of history, people have made a lot of trend lines and patterns about how behavior correlates to, you know, planetary alignment. And that's how astrologers kind of create these horoscopes or create these predictions. But huge caveat, you know, is this 100% rooted in science and fact? That's very much up for debate. But at least when I talk to astrologers, that kind of was their line of thinking.
One of the things that personal finance folks like you and I talk a lot about are relationships and how they can be helpful and harmful in helping people get a handle on their money. A lot of astrologers talk about that too, the intersection or the interplay between signs. What did you learn about that? Like, should a Leo be married to a Sagittarius? Like, I don't know. What's the killer combination for health and wealth?
They didn't name any like star pairings, but I will say, you know, obviously in the zodiac signs and in astrology, there are certain signs that are supposed to be better together. Again, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I will say, you know, being transparent is always huge. And I think that's huge with any, you know, relationship. And I think two signs that are quote unquote, not supposed to be compatible, they can absolutely be compatible. It just is all about, you know, your communication and how you approach your relationship, I guess.
This is all such fantastic stuff. Hannah, thank you for joining us today to talk about it.
Yeah, Bruce, it's a pleasure as always.
Hannah Horvath, Deputy Managing Editor at Easy Money. And she did this great piece on your money horoscope. Look it up, read it, and see if it applies to you.